Unit 20. Cognitive Linguistics. One of the most important things that language does for us is help us make distinctions. When we call something edible, we distinguish it from implicitly, automatically, or other things that are inedible. When we call something a fruit, we necessarily distinguish it from vegetables, meat, dairy, and so on. Early humans organized their minds and thoughts around basic distinctions that we still make and find useful. One of the earliest distinctions made was between now and not now. These things are happening in the moment. These other things happened in the past and are now in my memory. No other species makes this self-conscious distinction among past, present, and future. Of course, many species respond to time by building nests, flying south, hibernating, mating. But these are pre-programmed instinctive behaviors, and these actions are not the result of conscious decision, meditation, or planning. Simultaneous with an understanding of now versus before is one of object permanence. Something may not be in my immediate view, but that does not mean it has ceased to exist. Our brains represent objects that are here and now as the information comes in from our sensory receptors. For example, we see a deer, and we know through our eyes that the deer is standing right before us. When the deer is gone, we can remember its image and represent it in our mind's eye, or even represent it externally by drawing or painting or sculpting it. This human capacity to distinguish the here and now from the here and not now showed up at least 50,000 years ago in cave paintings. These constitute the first evidence of any species on Earth being able to explicitly represent the distinction between what is here and what was here. In other words, those early cave-dwelling Picassos, through the very act of painting, were making a distinction about time and place and objects, an advanced cognitive operation we now call mental representation. And what they were demonstrating was an articulated sense of time. There was a deer out there, not here on the cave wall, of course. He is not there now, but he was there before. Now and before are different. Here, the cave wall, is merely representing there, the meadow in front of the cave. This prehistoric step in the organization of our minds mattered a great deal. In making such distinctions, we are implicitly forming categories, something that is often overlooked. The formation of categories in humans is guided by a cognitive principle of wanting to encode as much information as possible with the least possible effort. Categorization systems optimize the ease of conception and the importance of being able to communicate about those systems. Categorization permeates social life as well. Across the 6,000 languages known to be spoken on the planet today, every culture marks, through language, who is linked to whom as family. Kinship terms, such as mother, father, daughter, son, sister, brother, etc., allow us to reduce an enormous set of possible relations into a more manageable, smaller set, a usable category. Kinship structure allows us to encode as much relevant information as possible with the least cognitive effort.